At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
Okay, so Lombardi Line, as we welcome you in, presented by BetMGM. How you doing? Good morning. I'm Patrick Maher, live from the VSiN studios here at the South Point. Michael Lombardi there in New Jersey. 8 days, my man. 8 days away from Super Bowl 56. How are we feeling?
We're feeling pretty good, you know. Doing a little research, you know. I checked in with my man up in Boston. He's already made his selection. I won't give that away until next week, but he's worked on it. Dominic's prepared, so everything's good. You know, everything's really good. You know, the weather's cold. It's February, but we're getting through it. I'm just sad about, you know, the end of football season. But we have the Aaron Rodgers saga. We have all the things we can talk about forever.
Well, yeah, Aaron will keep us busy. I mentioned 8 days, so that's more than seven. Seven would be a week. The 2 weeks started with the first Super Bowl. Seven times where, you know, consequences pointed to we needed 1 week. There's seven times the Super Bowl has been played 1 week after the conference championships. Last time it happened was 03. You remember 03. The Bucks beat the Raiders. Yeah. So that was a stretch. Yeah, that was a stretch of 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003, four straight with 1 week in between. And since then, we've gone back to two. Any reason, as far as you're concerned, to have the two if we could do it with one? Because this would be happening tomorrow if we could.
Yeah, no, I think they love the fact that they can continue to extend this season further into February. And I think it's, you know, the more football, the better. But, you know, that week there specifically, you know, there was so much made about Barrett Robbins going off into Mexico and basically breaking down. You know, Barrett Robbins was never going to play in the game, especially on a week. He got hurt in the week before in the Tennessee championship game. He was never going to play in that game. Adam True was going to be the center. And, you know, we knew that going in. But I do think the one thing that affected us, older teams like we were, you know, we had a bunch of really good players that were older. It was Jerry Rice, you know, Tim Brown, Lincoln Kennedy, Frank Middle. We were older team. We could have really used that week off to kind of sharpen our skills, get us ready to go through it, and then we just didn't do it. And obviously the better team that day was clearly the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But the 1 week, I think, did affect that kind of team. Now, in this situation, I don't think it would affect the Bengals, a very young team. And I think the Rams are young enough. I mean, I'm sure Whitworth at left tackle needs the week off, and Higbee needs the week off, and so does C.J. How do you say his last name? He's the tight end.
he needs
the week off, you know.
Yeah.
So I think it does help for the guys that are kind of injury-wise. They need that. I mean, the 2 weeks off when Gronk got hurt in a game, you know, he tried to come back in the Giant game with the high ankle sprain, the Super Bowl, and never was the same.
Well, from a bettor's perspective, the 2 weeks gives the props time to build in a multitude.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I have 20 pages of props just from the South Point here. We'll go through some of those, kind of like a grab bag.
Did you fax them to Dominic? Did you fax them over to Dominic? I'm sure he'll review them.
Dominic already has them. He's got them in his binder. You know that's true. So do you remember why? I'm sorry. I'm trying to – what the consequences were in 03 as to why you were just a week in between. Was there any reason?
You know, there wasn't, you know, the 01 year, the 9/11 tragedy that
right.
occurred, we lost a week that year, which really ended up affecting us because we ended up playing the Jets. We were supposed to play the Jets that week, And 9/11 happened, unfortunately, for all those. And we lost that. So we played the Jets at the end of the season. And we lost that game, which cost us home field advantage. Had we played the Jets in week three or week two of the season, you know, they were not the same team as they were at the end. We would have had home field advantage. So I don't remember why the 0-2 went with the 1 week. I really don't. There was no delay in the season. But, you know, that's what the league had going in, so we went ahead with it. And fortunately for us, we only had to go down to San Diego. So right. It wasn't like we didn't have to travel very far, and we had good weather, and it was a kind of a good instance for the game, but it was a bad result, so certainly.
Another California Super Bowl this year is going to be in SoFi. We'll set you up on the number in a second. Got plenty to do here on a Saturday edition of the Lombardi Line. Let's hear from Joe Burrow, year two. He's in the Super Bowl already. How about the preparation with the extra week?
No, it really doesn't. Coming into this week, game prep, it just feels like another week. Obviously, it's the Super Bowl, and we're going to have to try to eliminate as many distractions as we can. But, you know, it just feels normal.
Every time he speaks, I just think unbothered. I mean, the dude, he's very Joe Coolish.
You know, but here's what I think what the second week brings you. Let's say during a normal week you have 60 plays on a Wednesday practice, and you have 60 plays on a Thursday practice, and you have 50 plays on a Friday practice, right? So that's 170 plays you have getting ready to go play a game that you can actually run and rehearse and all those things, whether you walk through it or whether you actually do it. You know, between 7-on-7, between your inside run, outside run periods, and then your total team periods. Now, by having the second week, you basically double up that count. So now you get more time to go over the plays, and your execution, in theory, should be better. Typically, when you have a bye week, like we do during the regular season, the players have to be off, I think, 4 days. Whereas this is a regular week. They have to be off a day, but they can continue to practice. So you're getting constant reps. And actually, in fairness, you should have the most precise execution at any time during the year that you have here. Now, that's why you can't equate bye weeks to the beginning of the season, because the beginning of the season, you're building to that crescendo of playing, whereas the bye week, the players have left town and you're bringing them back, trying to recalibrate them.
Well put. And you take a look at the number right now, Michael. Cincinnati's catching 4, 4.5. So the Rams laying it at home, which is interesting to say. We hadn't said it ever in the modern era. And then we said it last year, Raymond James with the Bucks. No fans in the stands, of course. This year, it's going to be crazy there in Los Angeles. The question is, will the Rams fans show up and can they afford it? But it's 4, 4.5.
How about the Bengals fans? I mean, will they show up? You know, I mean, that's the other thing. I mean, this is two fan bases that I would say I'm certainly passionate, but they're not like Steeler fans or like Patriot fans or some of these other teams that have gotten there. You know, the Buck fans. I mean, this is the Chiefs fan base travels. I mean, there's certain fan bases that travel. I'm sure Cincinnati will have good representation, but I don't think that it's going to be of that same ilk that we're used to seeing, because they haven't been a winning franchise over the last few years. I'm actually happy that they're here, because I hope that we spend some time honoring the great Paul Brown. I hope we spend some time paying homage to really the greatest coach of all time, and the one who basically has allowed these coaches to make millions and millions of dollars, who have done an incredible job. And he was so far ahead of his time that, you know, we don't pay enough respect to him because of that.
What stands out the most when you think Paul Brown?
Oh, game planning, self-scouting. I mean, you know, attention to detail. He truly was the Bill Gates of the NFL. And I wrote that in my book. He developed the operating system for the computer. You know, computers are great, but something's got to run the computer. He developed the operating system for coaches. And everything that a coach uses today really starts with Paul Brown. I'm fortunate enough to had been in the league when he was still alive. I can still remember as if it were yesterday when Coach Walsh was standing 5 inches away from me calling Paul Brown on the phone and offering our draft pick to move up just a couple spots to take Eddie Brown. And he took Eddie Brown, the wide receiver, and we unfortunately had to settle for Jerry Rice. Yeah, really big of us. Yeah, really a hard hardship there. And it wasn't that we didn't like Jerry Rice. We loved Jerry Rice. Bill was happy with any one of the three. It's just that Eddie Brown was kind of a unique player and different. But I'm fortunate enough that I was in the league when he was there, and I was able to get his book, PB, his story of his career, written by him, signed. So I cherish that tremendously.
And the third was Altoon, wasn't it?
Altoon. Yeah, when Altoon went first to the Jets, I think he went like eighth or ninth.
He's a great player. Then, injuries.
Right. And then Brown went. Brown would have been tremendous in Bill's system. Boomer Esiason's fastball, much like Josh Allen's fastball. You know, in that cold, he ended up getting stitches and all in between his fingers because all the balls he was, it kind of splintered with the cold weather. And he was great. Look, those Bengal teams, when I was in the league and then when I went to Cleveland, those Bengal teams with Sam Weich and his sugar huddle were tremendous. Really, really good. They had Jim McNally, the line coach, and they were really good. Anthony Munoz, you know, there's certain players that you never see their uniform get dirty. And Anthony Munoz is one of those guys. Tony Boselli, who's up for the Hall of Fame this year, if he doesn't get in, it's ridiculous because that kid's uniform never got dirty. Never, ever. I mean, like, you walk on the field, oh, my God, did he play or was he a sub? No, he started left tackle. Never dirty. Never on the ground, blocked whoever he had to block. So, to me, those Cincinnati teams were so good. And we don't, you know, because they've lost for so long, there's not a sense. Now, when Marvin got there, they won, but they never won a playoff game.
Right. Yeah. No, that was my era, man. You won't stand up and do the Icky shuffle right now.
I recruited Icky.
Icky was literally a hell of a running back.
Icky was from Fresno, and we recruited him to UNLV when I was there.
Really?
Yeah. Sure did. Yep, sure did.
When you were driving around right by me with the McDonald's coupons.
Well, I had Burger King coupons. I couldn't afford McDonald's. You know, I had the Burger King.
No dollar menu back then?
Yeah, no dollar menu. I was either eating at the Holiday Inn buffet on the Strip, and Wildcat Bill Morris was giving us those passes, and I was eating Burger King coupons. But, no, we recruited them. I mean, we recruited some NFL players while we were there.
We are absolutely stacked today. This wonderful taking a walk down memory lane. We'll come back with some of the coaching news, of course. By the way, that total set, the over-under set at 48.5 right now in Super Bowl 56. Also, first Saturday in February, college basketball got 21 ranked teams in action today, including your boy Coach K, Chapel Hill last time. So we'll get to that coming up.
I got a lot of boys. I'm big in the Southeast
Rolodex is off the charts. You just dropped Icky on us. We continue. Saturday edition of the Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, first bet, Express Bet. They're ready to go today. New customers get $10 instantly and up to $1,000 bonus. Jeff Siegel does a great job as an analyst for Express Bet. Here's his bets today. Santa Anita, the great race place outside of Los Angeles there. He likes the one horse, Subconscious, at 8-5 on the morning line. Gulfstream, down outside of Miami. 11th race, he has the six horse, Tis the Bomb, on top at 6-1 in the Holy Bowl Stakes. Okay, you can bet these races and more using First Bet, the preferred horse betting app of VSiN. For everything you need to know about horse racing here at VSiN, go to VSiN.com/horses. Okay, we got you back. Speaking of VSiN.com, Michael Lombardi, Super Bowl 56, we've got so much going on there, including the help desk, which is very cool. So if you have any questions as far as gambling-related questions or anything that you want to ask our experts, you go to the help desk over at VSiN.com. Like, for example, should I hedge? Hedging and betting is so personal, philosophical, but a great job. I was combing through some of the answers today. And then the Big Game Betting Guide is free. You just go sign up for the daily newsletter at VSiN.com over there as well. We got to get you right. We got to get you in the Big Game Betting Guide, my man.
Yeah, the hedging, I think, is really a critical. I think that, you know, I don't think people understand how to do that. And I think that's certainly a way to guarantee yourself income.
Yeah.
It may not be the income that you had hoped for, but remember, that's gambling right. and betting isn't always just about win and lose. It's about how can I make sure I get a profit. And I think that that certainly can help. And whoever's answering the calls, whether it's Matty Humans or the guys that really understand how to explain hedging way better than I do, will certainly help. And I urge all of you to call and make sure that we take advantage of, you know, because this is truly a – not, I don't want to call it a science, but there is a way to where you can make sure that through the system, you can guarantee yourself some profit when you're holding something really good.
And it is a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's attritional.
Yeah, not
betting
a sprint.
Is attritional. It's death by a thousand cuts is how you make your money. But yeah, I'm looking no over doubt. To my right here. Am I the only person? And I know there's betting opportunities, so please pardon me. The Olympics started. Beijing?
Yeah, they did last night.
I mean, were you on top of this?
I was all over it last night. I was sitting next to the curling expert. We went out last night to this local bar that we attend here, my man Berman, Anissa, Millie, and all the four of us. So I'm sitting at a bar, you know, having a cocktail, watch, and what's up is curling. And I didn't realize I had a curling expert next to me. I don't understand the game, and they're shuffling the things around, and so the man next to me, the great Bill Berman, is explaining curling to me. He thinks it's one of the greatest sports of all time, and actually contemplating putting a curling course down by the beach. I mean, it was fascinating. There was nobody in the stands watching it, but it was incredible.
Yeah,
it was incredible.
Sweden was
curling against Switzerland. Switzerland's uniforms looked like they were with the Red Cross. I thought the Red Cross was coming out there. But anyway, it was beautiful. I mean, I don't know what the hell they were doing. I don't know how you bet it. I really don't. But
right.
But yes, it started. We're there. We're so in Beijing.
You're not a big curler. You've never. I thought you were on the curling team at Hofstra.
As my wife said last night there, I don't do anything in the wintertime. You know, I mean, that was very clear. He doesn't ski. You know, I mean, I got attacked just arbitrarily out of the blue.
That's,
I got attacked.
That is unfair. That is.
Well, I mean, it is true, but it is unfair. It's true. I don't ski. I don't ice skate. I don't do any of that. I'll drink Sinatra Select in the lodge. There's no doubt about that. But, I mean, and I like watching the snow come down, but I'm not going out there. No, no chance.
Millie coming over the top like she's over there on the Swiss Alps killing it, right?
Oh, yeah, she could do it, yeah. Well, you know, she was the one taking the kids to Lake Tahoe, which made that point got really clear. So,
hey, this is something that you probably never done. In Michigan, we would cut a hole in the ice, drop a line in below freezing weather, and literally fish. What the hell were we thinking? Ice fishing?
I mean, that's another one of Berman's things. I mean, you know, he wants to go ice fishing. Like, seriously, who wants to sit in this cabin and drill a hole? Like, you know, every time I think of ice fishing, I think of grumpy old men. I think of Burgess Meredith and Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon sitting in there, and they're playing music. And, I mean, you know.
Like Bond said, it's an excuse to drink. We used to get hype every morning. We'd get out there and be like, why do we do this? Why do we ice fish?
Well, you know, it's funny that Bond said that, because not only did I get attacked last night, Berman was announcing, I could sit here all day and have a cocktail and watch curling. And, of course, Millie said to him, you could sit here all day and just drink without the curling, which is a good point.
It's really what it comes down to in the end. I totally agree with Millie. Okay, so the Olympics are on right now. But as you mentioned, no fans in the stands. COVID completely shut down China over there. So we will follow.
Is that
along.
Why? Oh, I thought just nobody was interested.
No,
okay,
they're just super strict with their protocols. Nobody's interested.
Oh,
that's so funny. They're just like curling in China. I feel like Canada is the goat when it comes. The people from Canada are curlers.
Oh, it looked like Sweden was good in curling.
Sweden?
It looks like there's a lot of curling going on in Sweden. Yeah, it looked like it. I mean, they had the two people there. I don't know, a woman and a man. The woman was intense. She was focused. I mean, she was the one. She was the launcher. She was launching that
right.
thing.
Yeah.
It was, and then they were cleaning the ice along the way. I mean, the shoes. I don't know how I would have slipped and fell six times.
If you woke up this morning expecting to hear extensive coverage on curling on the Lombardi Line, we nailed it for you. So there it is. Yeah. The coaches. So we've got the Texans still left. We've got the Saints still left. We've got the Dolphins. It's a formality. There's your boy texting you. It's a formality with Minnesota, Michael, because the offensive coordinator there, O'Connell, with the Rams, is going to get that job. So today, Bieniemy. And again, this comes back to, and we should bring it up, the class action suit filed by Brian Flores against the NFL, against the Giants, the Broncos, and Miami. Bieniemy is going to interview today for the Saints. That is the one figure and the name that pops up year after year every time a coaching cycle comes around is Eric Bieniemy.
No doubt. And Bieniemy is going there, and if he's able to get this job, I mean, this is a lot of interviews Bieniemy's had. I mean, he's been in front of a lot of owners. So, and you know, I don't know why he wasn't in front of Chicago when Ryan Poles, who was with him for 8 years in Kansas City, what he wasn't there. But besides that, I do think that, you know, this is interesting because Andy Reid lost really a guy he was ready to promote, grooming to promote when Bieniemy got a job, and Mike Kafka, who's now on the New York Giants as the offensive coordinator, who will run the Giants offense. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. I'm told that Aaron Glenn was really a good candidate down there. Aaron Glenn did a great job. Maybe it'll be Dennis Allen. You know, Dennis Allen and Aaron Glenn were on the same staff together. Glenn went to the Detroit, and I thought Glenn, as a coach, got better as the year went on. Initially, they were struggling, but defensively, I thought the Lions improved tremendously, which is ultimately the greatest judge of a coach. You give him authority, you give him responsibility, and does he improve the team?
That is exactly. Dan Campbell and my friends in Michigan, they said week after week, you could see the defense improving, and that is directly a reflection of Glenn, as you mentioned. So Bieniemy, Saints, Texans, Dolphins. Are you hearing anything? And then I'll get to some of the other coaching news here.
No, the Dolphins today, I think they're interviewing either Moore or McDaniels. They had them both in Friday, Saturday. So I would assume Monday or Tuesday we'll get some decision or some resolution. To me, I don't know why Miami doesn't open it back up. I can't believe those are the two best coaches, offensive coaches, that you could possibly hire. You know, so I think that to me would open up, but maybe they won't. Houston, I can't figure Houston out. I mean, you know, they have no experience in McCowan. They have some experience with Gannon, little with Gannon, and then they have experience with Flores. So it's like I said yesterday, it's door number one, two, and three. Which one are you going to pick? You know, and that to me is somewhat fascinating. So I'm not sure where they go there.
This is a bit of an awkward question, but the Flores lawsuit, does that become something that precludes him, or does it become a benefit to landing one of these three jobs?
Well, I think obviously you've got to work that through and understand it, but he's too good of a coach. I mean, there's not enough good coaches. To me, as I've said before, when he got fired in Miami, they will not replace him with a better coach. You know, everybody wants you to fire the coach, right? But they never tell you who to hire. Have you improved with this coach? Is this coach better than the one we just let go? And, you know, is Eberflus better than Nagy? Okay, well, you could say we gave Nagy never really improved over his tenure in Chicago. We'll give Eberflus a chance. But I think you have to constantly ask yourself that question, and I'm not sure that Miami did. I mean, I think Miami, what they should have done is gone to Flores and said, look, here's where we think you're weak. Let's work on these weaknesses, and we'll make you the better coach of all.
And remember, part of the lawsuit and what Brian Flores is claiming as far as Stephen Ross, the owner of the Dolphins, that he was offered $100,000 to lose games. Hugh Jackson jumped on the bandwagon. Last night, did you see what Hugh Jackson said? He said, oh, by the way, Jimmy Haslam never offered me money to lose games. So he ran it back quite quickly.
When I did my podcast with the great Tate Frazier, our college basketball expert, you know, we used to call Huey headlines. And this is a perfect example of it. I mean, he just jumped onto a headline and now he's retreating. You know, and so, you know, I know Jimmy Haslam well, worked for him for a year, talked to him every single day. Losing wasn't in his vocabulary. I can honestly say that. Did they have a bad team? Sure they did. I mean, Sashi Brown, the general manager, you know, took over and they lost to try to get better. And then eventually he got fired. Now back with the Baltimore Ravens as the president.
Yep. Hugh, what'd you call him? Huey what?
Huey Headlines. Huey Headlines.
Well, he walked it back. He wasn't offered money. It's come on, Hugh. Get it straight. That's quite opportunistic to jump on the Brian Flores lawsuit. We continue. More coaching news next here at Lombardi Line.
You're listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, so I mentioned it a little earlier, but if you need some help with the big game, the Super Bowl, we've got the help desk set up. So if you have any questions about the Super Bowl, again, how to hedge, questions about middling, anything you have as far as betting's concerned, and maybe you're looking for, I don't know, unusual props or insights from one of our hosts, the VSiN Big Game Help Desk is here for you. Submit your questions at VSiN.com/Super Bowl. It's VSiN.com/Super Bowl, and it could be answered by our experts on air or over at VSiN.com. Okay, Michael Lombardi there in Jersey. I'm Patrick Maher here in Las Vegas as we are 8 days out from the Super Bowl. I could tell. So you're melancholy. Would you say the vibe is melancholy every time a football season comes to an end?
It's sad. You know, it's so sad. I mean, look, there's a lot for us to talk about. And there's obviously college basketball is always fun in March. And, you know, when we get there and as the season kind of extends through February, it gets us there. You know, what are we going to do? I mean, I got my catcher's mitt over here, Major League Baseball. They can't seem to get it straight. But, you know, there'll be plenty for to talk about. But I do miss the routine of the NFL season. That's always the hard thing. You know, you know, Monday is review. Tuesday is study. Wednesday, Thursday. You know, you go through the week. It's such a great routine week, you know, that you kind of miss a little bit of that. But it'll be before you know, it'll be July. Everybody be going to camp and we'll have some fun.
We will, and for our Nesson audience, I've got something for you, Nesson, and that's you, Dominic. It looks like, you know, the New England Patriots, you've heard of them, Josh McDaniels left. He was running the offense there. He's now here in Vegas, just a mile down the road from me, and it looks like they're going to add a new offensive coordinator. That new offensive coordinator could be Adam Gase. So it's either Bill O'Brien or Gase, right? That would be the assumption.
I don't know that. I don't know what they're going to do. I do think this. I think if you study Coach Belichick's history, is that he is always going to do – somebody's going to come in, and they're going to run his philosophy of offense. It's not going to be, okay, let's see who's going to run the – let's bring in Adam Gase, and we're going to run Adam Gase's offense. He's going to coach the person that he brings in. Could it be Adam Gase? It could be, you know, but it isn't going to be the Adam Gase version of the New York Jets or the Miami Dolphins. It's going to be the Adam Gase as Bill Belichick wants it. And I think this is really critical. This is what I always talk about as being a head coach. Adam Gase isn't going to go out and just work on his own and be a subcontractor if he's the man that Coach Belichick chooses. If it's Bill O'Brien, it's the same thing. They're going to come in, sit down. They're going to every week go over what they have to do, what they're running. And they're going to get coached by him directly, just like the defense gets coached by him directly, just like the special teams gets coached by him directly. So whatever decision Coach Belichick makes, it will be the right decision for what he thinks his team needs at this moment. And then he will impact that decision based on his ability to lead the new person in the job.
And, of course, Gase has been mocked, hasn't worked since he was let go by the Jets in 20. But Belichick, frankly, has always respected him.
Well, I mean, look, one of the greatest quarterbacks in our generation, Peyton Manning, thinks
loved
he's
him.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Loved him. I mean, it's the reason he got the job in Miami.
That's right.
I mean, when I was still in Cleveland in 2014, right before I got fired, and we were trying to hire Josh McDaniels, Peyton Manning and Jimmy Haslam have a great relationship from their Tennessee days. And Peyton was telling Jimmy to hire Gase at that time. And, you know, and that he thought he was a brilliant offensive mind. And, you know, let's face it, Peyton's been around some really good coaches in his career, whether it's Tom Moore, you know, whomever, Clyde, all these guys he's been with. He was really, and he still continues to go to bat for him. And I think that's significant. I think that's really significant. So I would just say to Patriot fans, relax. It's not going to be the Adam Gase from Miami or the Jets. It's going to be the Bill Belichick version of Adam Gase, which is usually a very good version.
Did you just go Aaron Rodgers on me? R-E-L-A-X. Relax. I have the odds to win the 2023 Super Bowls. I'm going to have you guess what the Patriots. We're just talking about the Patriots. So I told you yesterday your faves are the Bills at 8-1, tied with the Kansas City Chiefs at 8-1. Co-betting favorites to win the 2023 Super Bowl. Now, Yeah, I'm going to have you take a guess, and then I'm going to give you a couple teams that have shorter odds, which will absolutely make everybody in New England upset. So let's take a guess, take a shot here. New England Patriots, odds to win the 2023 Super Bowl.
25-1.
You freaking nailed it. Did I say freaking on a weekend? Yes, you nailed it. 25-1. Now, what do you think the Cleveland Browns are set at here at the South Point?
15-1.
20-1. Shorter than the New England Patriots, which I think will frustrate some. I'll give you another. Why don't you take a stab at the Dallas Cowboys?
Cowboys will be 15-1.
Cowboys are 10-1.
Yeah.
Publicly bet team. No surprise there. You were close. You want to tell? So this is all subject to change, obviously, but let's take a stab at the Packers. And the Packers, this is where the books have such it's tenuous because obviously the quarterback situation up in the air. But you want to take a guess right now on February 5th, 2023 Super Bowl odds for the Packers.
12-1.
15. Man, you're hot. You're hot. And the longest numbers on the board. You want to take a guess the two teams that have the longest odds? Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. There's one team. Go ahead. Yeah, Jets are 100-1.
The Jets, Jacksonville. I would say Jacksonville.
Jacksonville is 75-1. That's actually a little shorter than I thought.
The Houston Texans,
yes,
100-1.
The Houston Texans are 200-1. And the Lions are tied with the Jets at 100-1.
Yeah,
so remember, the Bengals, who are sitting there, 4.5-point dogs in the Super Bowl, were 125-1 last year preseason. 125-1, 150-1. So this.
Well, I mean, even Joe Burrow said that, you know, when he went to training camp and he was going through, they didn't think they were a Super Bowl team. They developed into one. And let's face it, you know, they've had a lot of things go right for them. I mean, I'm not disputing they're not in the Super Bowl, but we've seen Super Bowl teams, whether it's the Buffalo Bills, 3 out of 4 times get blown out. We've seen the Denver Broncos get blown out. I mean, just getting there doesn't necessarily mean you're a great team. It means you were a fortunate team. And like I've said since this tournament started, you don't have to be the best team. You just have to be the best team that day. And I think that was proven out in every one of those three games they played in the playoffs. I think that was proven completely to be true because when you go back, they could have easily lost the Raider game, or at least the Raider game goes to overtime. They could have easily lost the Tennessee game, and they could have easily – they were behind by 18 points in the other in the Chief game. So they deserve to be here. They endured this rigorous schedule that they went through, and Burrow has been incredible. But that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to get through the finish line. Sometimes these things end.
Rounding out the coaching news, Michael, if anything stands out, jump in. Gus Bradley is the new DC, replacing Eberflus in Indianapolis. 49ers, Anthony Lynn didn't work out in Detroit. He's going to be the assistant head coach with the San Francisco 49ers. Patrick Graham, this is a big one. Raiders, McDaniels, yeah. That's a good get for McDaniels, right? He's leaving New York to come to Las Vegas as a DC.
It really is a good get in this sense because what Josh gets with Pat Graham is somebody that he doesn't have to educate on the system. He doesn't have to educate on the way things are done in the Patriot way. Where when he went to Denver and he hired Mike Nolan as his defensive coordinator, Mike Nolan was diametrically different in terms of how he views football to where McDaniels views. So that was, he spent most of his time trying to educate Mike Nolan on the way they do things. Challenging. He spent most of his time trying to educate Mike McCoy on how they do things. Those things create a little bit of a lull. With Pat Graham now coming in as the defensive coordinator, he gets somebody that he can have a conversation with that understands what he's talking about and how to actually set everything up. It's a huge get for them.
Man, Nolan has been the center of controversy as a DC. It was first with McDaniels and then remember in Dallas year one with McCarthy, it was a disaster.
Yeah. Yeah, and even at New Orleans when he went to play, he was a linebacker coach down there, and that's where he came from. But, I mean, Mike has always been, you know, I think the game, as the game evolves, the changes in the game, you have to stay adaptive too. It's a hard thing for some of these older coaches as they get through. They're kind of stuck in their ways. Remember, you know, change is very hard for people, and I think as coaches it's even harder.
If you were the Texans, and then we're going to move on from the coaching talk, if you were the Texans, the Saints, or the Dolphins, I'm going to put you on the spot here. And they came to you. What's the one name you'd recommend hire today?
you know, I'd certainly recommend Brian Flores. I think he's the best coach that's out there right now. He's got experience. He's proven winner, and he's endured through some difficult situations in terms of the seven-game losing. I think you've got to really feel comfortable about what's moving forward. That's why the timing of what Brian did is a little bit awkward to me, in the sense that why not just wait until afterwards? But to me, I think that this is a really difficult hiring cycle, because I'd want to have somebody that I felt really comfortable with that could lead the team. I want somebody that I really feel like has some level of experience to be adaptable and then help with the changes. But the NFL teams are so inclined to hire young coaches. Kevin O'Connell, I mean, he's really a young coach. Kevin O'Connell didn't even think he was going to get a job this year. He thought he was kind of surprised by it too.
Kevin O'Connell said, wait, Minnesota, you went from Harbaugh to me? All right, I'll take it.
Well, I mean, Harbaugh went in that interview, basically, he was like playing with house money. He's like, look, here's what I'm going to do. You know, here's what I need to win. If you don't want to give me that, then I'll stay at Michigan. It's probably the right thing to do.
It's basically what he said. All right, we set the table, and we've got betting coming next here. Our buddy Carl is joining us. Jick Jack Johnson from the Beau Rivage.
Podcast.
Next.
Podcast, man.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, it's $1,000 risk-free over at BetMGM. Can't beat that. Use the bonus code VSIN1000, VSIN1000. First wager is risk-free up to $1,000. Pretty damn good, right? When you register for a new account over at BetMGM, you get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, daily boosted odds specials. Simply download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com. Enter the bonus code VSIN1000 to make your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. Visit BetMGM.com or simply download the app. If you have a gambling problem, it's 1-800-GAMBLER. Okay, hope you're having a nice Saturday as we get set up for Super Bowl 56 coming up next Sunday. We'll be here for you. Not just Michael and myself, but Stephen Bond's grinding behind the scenes. We're going to have crazy amounts of coverage here at VSiN. When I tell you that this is our sixth year doing the Super Bowl, and this is going to be more comprehensive and extensive than anything we've ever done. So make sure you check it out. Go to VSiN.com for all the updates. We now head Michael Lombardi to the Bayou and talk to our buddy Carl Johnson, who runs the race and sports book down there at the Beau Rivage. Jick Jack Johnson, what's cracking, man? How are we feeling today?
Oh, like I always say, fine as frog hair, baby. It's a cool morning out here on the coast, clear skies. We're ready, you know, we're in the middle of the Super Bowl next week. We're feeling good. How about you guys?
Feeling great, my man. You can't say cold, though, because I think Lombardi's dealing with another blizzard coming through over there.
We'll get through a Carl. His cold and my cold are way different, but, you know, but that's okay. We appreciate it. Carl, I appreciated learning about you. I never knew you were on the golf tour. You're just truly a Renaissance interesting man. On the golf tour, got yourself through college playing golf, got into betting. I mean, it's really a remarkable story. You might want to think about a book, Carl.
No, so look, let me clarify. I didn't go to college. We couldn't afford college, so I turned pro at an early age after I couldn't play baseball. And I didn't make the big tour. I played 4.5 years on the mini tour. So I didn't have the work ethic back then.
Well, that's pretty impressive, Carl, nonetheless. Do you have any one-sided action 8 days out right now? And where are you sitting with the number? We've got 4.5 and 48.5.
Yeah, that's where we're at, too. And we opened at 3.5, 49.5. Betting has been, you know, relatively even on both sides for the week. But we have a ton of liability to the Bengals that we're sweating right now. So that's where we're at right now.
Well, liability in what sense? Somebody's come in because of Joe Burrow and bet futures on Cincinnati, or they did it in December when the number was a little bit in their favor?
Yeah, we took a $50,000 bet on the Bengals about 2 months ago, and I think he got them at like 26-1.
Wow.
So that's a strong bet. So we've got that, and we've got a few other smaller stuff. But we've got a lot of liability to the Bengals, and of course, you know, the people down here, they bet Joe Burrow. They're going to bet him for the game, and right now he's getting like 62% of the tickets and 55% of the money.
Wow.
Is there any truth to the rumor that Ed Orgeron's going to be the greeter on Super Bowl Sunday to help everybody at the Beau Rivage? Any truth to that? I heard that going around.
I wish we could get him. And I guarantee you he could teach Kelly how to dance. I know that.
So
that was bad.
Wow,
that
so
was bad.
You've got a huge liability. So you're going to be wearing your Stafford jersey to the Beau Rivage next Sunday, I'm assuming.
I'm gonna handle that real delicate. I'm gonna just sit back and watch it, and you know, my thoughts will be one way, and I may show the people that I'm going the other way. You know, I got to stay in the middle.
You got to pull the okie doke. How about props? Anything getting hit early there at the Beau Rivage as far as the props on Super Bowl 56?
They're playing Burrow's passing yards, rushing yards, and look. I'm glad you mentioned that. There's one thing I want to say about the props, maybe a good tip for, I mean, you guys are a betting network helping the bettors. So you need to make sure that you read through your pamphlet before you make a bet, and I'll tell you why. Most of those props, if you look at them and read through them, they're correlated. So let's just say that you're looking for the game to go into overtime, for example. Okay, so we're offering the game to go into overtime at 9-1. Okay, well, somebody's got to win, right? So there's another bet in that pamphlet where you can bet the Bengals to win in overtime and get 20-1, or you can bet the Rams to win in overtime and get 18-1. So right. That's the type of stuff that you need to look for in that pamphlet. Read through it before you make any bets.
That correlative betting, I think, is so key. We talked about it earlier, Carl, and I think this is where our help desk can certainly, and that's great information there. I mean, you can pick up a better number along the way or guarantee yourself a profit on the original number.
That's right. Yeah, and I think what happens is a lot of people are so excited when they first get in. They just look, see what they want, and they make the first bet on that prop that they see.
Yep. That's wonderful advice, Carl. Okay, let's transition over the last 4 minutes here. A little college hoops. First Saturday in February, Duke, North Carolina. Duke sitting atop the ACC, 9th-ranked Blue Devils. Last time for Coach K there at the Dean Dome. I've got a number. Duke opening 3, sitting 3. Is that where you are, Carl?
We're at 2.5 and 150.5 right now, and I know Michael's interested in that game.
Yo, yeah. I mean, look, I think for if you are any great lover of college basketball, to watch the Mike Coach K tour to go through and to see, you know, and this will be the first time Hubert Davis is really as a head coach gets to go against them. So and the way that North Carolina has won the last 4 games, they've played well. They beat Louisville in overtime Tuesday night. So, you know, to me, these are kind of the games that you enjoy watching to prepare yourself for March Madness, because you got to kind of collect some data as we go along here, Carl.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I noticed one matchup in the SEC that our boy Bill Berman will be interested in. Auburn goes into Georgia. Auburn's 16, big favorites there.
16.5-point dog. That's going to be a tough challenge for Georgia. I mean, the Southeast Conference, like, Texas A&M was really playing well, and then they've been on this four-game losing streak. Today they've got Missouri at home, but the one thing when you watch the Southeast Conference, I think, which is really important, is how those teams, the elite teams, kind of get better as the year goes on and they develop, because we all know in college basketball, it takes a while to formulate your team because of all the transfers.
Absolutely. How's the handle been thus far as we transition from the NFL to the betters down there at the Beau Rivage? Are they getting involved in college basketball?
Yeah, they do. But, they tend to really get involved after the football's over with. You know, they're saving the bullets for football and stuff like that. Now, we'll get some evening and some night action on Saturday nights. Some NBA, nothing to where it's going to be. It's going to be, we'll turn into a basketball book here in another week and a half.
Yeah, I bet you will. I wanted to ask you about Baylor, Kansas. This is huge. Allen Fieldhouse. Abaji is going to play for Kansas. He has been cleared. He is a tremendous basketball player. Big 12's top scorer. Baylor in town. I've got a number of Kansas laying 2. Just curious where it is down there at the Beau Rivage.
We're at 2.5 and 144.5.
2.5, 144.5. Wow. Okay. Yeah. I mean, we're sitting 145.5, 2.5 here officially at the South Point. How about one more? Let's go to the Pac-12. USC, Arizona. Where are you sitting there on that number? Arizona, this is, I don't know if it's a letdown spot. Remember, they just beat UCLA on Thursday in a big revenge spot. Here comes USC to town. What do you got there, Carl?
Hey, do you have a bet number for that so I can look at it real quick?
Let me give you the rotation here really quickly. 725. I've got Arizona laying 11, and I got a total of 150. 725 on your rotation.
Yeah, we've got Arizona 10.5 and 149.5.
Okay. See, I love to see how we vary, Michael, regionally, because even a point and a half can make all the difference in the world.
I think with Arizona, when you watch them, Patrick, their defense is really good. They're second in the Pac-12 in defense, and everybody gets engaged by how good they are offensively, and I think that they are. But I think really, at the end of the day, how far you go is going to be predicated on how well you play defense, and I think that this is where Arizona, especially against UCLA, was really good the other night.
Yeah, a new coach that's come in has done a hell of a job with Arizona. Quickly turned the program around, to say the least. Okay, Carl, it's a big Saturday there at the Beau Rivage. As we ask you, what's on the menu? What are we eating? What are we drinking?
Oh, I'm doing a hamburger today. I've been thinking about it all morning. So I'm going to do a hamburger and big steak fries.
You woke up thinking about it?
I did. I want a hamburger today.
Okay, Carl.
God.
There he is, Carl Johnson. He runs the race and sports book down at the Beau Rivage. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you.
All right, you guys.
Thanks,
have a good
Carl.
Week.
We'll have a good one.
Week.
Okay, Carl
right,
Johnson.
You,
that's a legend right there. We've got plenty to do. Mike Palm's going to join us, Michael, in the next hour. Thomas
Can't
Gable.
Wait.
Thomas Gable snowed in there at the Borgata. He's going to join Aaron Torres to talk a little college basketball as well as we continue here on the Lombardi Line.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.